Have you ever surprised yourself? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I woke up this morning, my mind was running over some decisions that I made yesterday that weren't exactly godly. And I immediately caught myself getting caught in this little rut between having grace for myself, trying not to justify sin, but also trying to justify sin, and also trying to punish myself for all of the above. And this is a little guilty triangle that I'm growing to understand that I do. Sometimes my sin surprises me, and I have to look really carefully to monitor my sin response because it usually isn't directed toward God. Usually it's directed inward, and I'm trying to figure it out myself. How have you been surprised by your sin recently? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Surprise by Allison Wilson Lee. I'd been looking forward to the slumber party at our Sunday school teacher's house for weeks. It was a rite of passage for girls at our church entering middle school. Little did I know, the party included a surprise. After living in a rundown house with a leaky roof in almost every room, our family built a new home. For the party, our teacher asked the girls in our class to bring a present to me to decorate the new bedroom I'd share with my sister. I felt so loved opening the unexpected gifts. One girl, who I'll call Nettie, I've changed all their names in this story, brought me a painting of a purple balloon with my name emblazoned across it. Carlotta and Lori gave me presents too. Then Kathleen arrived. She didn't bring a present, and even though I hadn't anticipated any gifts when I arrived, I suddenly felt cheated by Kathleen. I didn't like this self-centered demand I sensed stirring in my heart. I liked Kathleen and didn't want to hold this against her. After all, Jesus doesn't hold anything against me. I never asked about the lack of a gift, and we all moved on with the party, but I felt confused by my greedy attitude. Even though we often desire to do the right thing, it's hard to be consistently loving and kind. None of us can do it perfectly. We need Jesus to provide forgiveness because we continually miss the mark of righteousness. We also need His Spirit guiding us in the rhythm of repentance and faith so that we can live in God's good ways. Trusting in Christ, we receive both. He loves us so much that He lived a sinless life on our behalf, then died on the cross and rose from the grave to make the way for us to be forgiven and be part of His family forever. But, like the Apostle Paul, we often find ourselves struggling with ungodly thoughts or actions, even after we've put our trust in Jesus. It's part of living in a broken world. We can be confident, though, that Jesus rescued us from the penalty of sin and has also promised to purify us through and through, making us more Christ-like until He returns and makes us whole, never to wrestle with greedy or selfish impulses again. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. As believers, we shouldn't be comfortable with our sin. And because of Jesus, we can experience complete forgiveness. How do these two truths exist together? Have you ever been surprised by your sin? We can bring these confusing and discouraging moments to Jesus in prayer, lay it out before Him, and rest in His sure forgiveness and great love for us. As you and I can read in Psalm 103, verse 12, He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27, Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through chapter 8, verse 2, and Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have a testimony of a time when God taught you something new? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Anyone's Son with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.